Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to the Happiness Hangout podcast. I'm Katie, a mindset coach, here to help you shift your mindset, align with your dreams, and create a life that you truly love. We'll dive into personal growth, manifesting, and everything that you need to level up. Thanks for hanging out, and let's get started. So for all of February, we have been talking about self-love, but I think today's episode is the most important one because one of the biggest keys to unlocking your most magnetic self is full acceptance of who you are. Because when you stop trying to be liked and instead start just embracing who you are, the world leans in. And radical self-acceptance goes beyond just authenticity, because it isn't just about being yourself, but loving yourself fully, even in those moments of doubt with your flaws or, oh my God, I can't believe I did that thing. And so when you are coming from this place of self-acceptance, it means growing from a place of worthiness and not lack. And self-acceptance literally makes you magnetic. And there's like a few reasons for this. So we're going to get into it. But the first one is that you radiate quiet confidence when you are fully accepting yourself. Because the more that you accept yourself, the less that you seek external validation. And that energy is just so powerful, because people are naturally just drawn to people who are sure of themselves. And when I'm even living in a place of self-acceptance and radiating that, I see how the world ends up responding to that. And I think we can all relate to this, where when we're just sure of ourselves, when we're not like doubting who we are, it is so much easier to just fully be ourselves and just embrace life. And you end up just meeting people who are also on the same path as you. And life just ends up being a lot more fun, and you're able to just walk around with confidence in yourself. Another reason that this makes you magnetic is that you stop chasing and forcing things. Because when we are unsure of ourselves, we often end up over-explaining, over-apologizing, or just trying to fit into places that aren't meant for us. And so when we are fully embracing who we are, when we are fully accepting who we are, there is no need to completely be like explaining ourselves all the time or trying to fit into places that we know that we just don't fit into. And there was a point in college for me when I was just so unsure of myself. I was really lacking self-acceptance. And instead of embracing who I was, I think I blamed myself a lot for not fitting into places I was just not meant to fit into, or that wasn't necessarily my place to be. And so instead of being in this place of attracting things that aligned or just fully living my most authentic life, I was in a place of forcing things and just repelling what I really wanted. The third reason you become magnetic is because you set the standards for how others treat you. And so when you aren't sure in yourself and you are unsure of your own worth, it is a lot easier for people to just walk all over you. And I know that this isn't intentional a lot of the time, but you set the standard for how others treat you. So when you are not treating yourself well and you're not setting boundaries, it is easier for people to just push it farther with you. And this is the same with you putting yourself down. Like when you put yourself down, you are giving permission for other people to put you down as well. And so that's why it is so important for you to set the standards for how others treat you by setting the standard for how you're treating yourself. And the last reason is that you just trust yourself and your decisions. And when you accept yourself, you trust your intuition and choices without overthinking. And I think we all know how good that feels, because here you realize that no one knows better than you know, which, like, no one knows what's best for you except you. And so when you are not trusting your decisions and you're listening to other people and putting their opinions above of you, you are not living your most authentic life. You're not fully accepting yourself. And you're basically telling other people that they know what's best for you over what you knowing what's best for you. And in reality, no one knows you as well as you know yourself. So my indecisive friends, I get that it is so hard to trust ourselves sometimes, but it's so important for you to just like lean into those decisions that you make on your own and like be like, okay, what is the decision that feels the best for me? What do I enjoy the most? What do I like the most? What makes me feel good? And realizing that the only person that knows what's best for you is you. And I think there are so many reasons that we struggle with self-acceptance, and I want to just help you be able to shift your mindset about all of them so that you can just fully accept yourself, because you truly, truly do deserve to just live a life of full acceptance and just accepting who you are as a whole. And I think a really big reason that I fall into a lot too of just not accepting ourselves fully is that there's this belief that we need to be fixing ourselves. And I lived in this place for so much of my life. Like, I felt like I constantly needed to fix myself so that I could be worthy of the things that I wanted, the love that I wanted, the friendships that I wanted, the career I wanted. And I kept being like, oh, if I grow more, if I get better at this, if I do X, Y, and Z thing, then maybe I will be worthy of it. And I do believe that self-growth and self-improvement is so important. And like, obviously, it's one of my biggest passions. But it's also about knowing that you are whole as you are, and growing in self-improvement is not what is going to make you worthy, but it is a tool to just help you enjoy your life more. And I think that shift is huge because, again, in the self-improvement space, it's so easy to be like, I constantly need to fix something because there's something wrong with myself. And instead, it's like, no, I am worthy as I am. I am whole as I am. And it's just, I get to learn more about myself through this growth. Another big reason that it is hard for us to accept ourselves fully is this pressure to be perfect. And this is so hard to do because I know it's easy to want to change ourselves and wish that things were different, but you were made exactly as you were meant to made to be made. You are made to be, I don't know why I just struggled saying that. You were made exactly as you are for a reason. And you wouldn't look at a baby and be like, oh no, she's not worthy of love because of her nose or the fact that she cried. Like, you wouldn't do that. You were born worthy. And then we like take on all of these beliefs about us, what's right, what's perfect, what that means, how life should be, how we should look. And as a result, we tell ourselves that we're not worthy of the things that we want. We tell ourselves that I can't accept myself because I am not perfect. But all of our imperfections actually make us unique, and it builds character, and it makes us exactly who we are. And your flaws and your struggles don't make you less worthy. They just make you human. And you are human. You're not meant to be like this perfect person all the time. Like, you are meant to have flaws. You're meant to have struggles. You're meant to grow. You're meant to go through those things. And all of those things make you exactly who you are meant to be. And it is so important to just embrace that with open arms and be like, you know what? I was made exactly as I was meant to. And even the mistakes that I make and even the things that I don't really love about myself, like, all of that deserve to be loved too. And then another reason that we struggle with self-acceptance is because of our opponent. And this is a concept from Kabbalah and other traditions. And this is the inner voice that we have of fear, insecurity, and limitations. And I think this is a big reason we struggle with self-acceptance, because it is the voice in our head that says, you're not good enough. You need to change to be loved. Like, you need to change to be loved. Who do you think you are? Why did you say that thing? And like, all of those negative voices that come into our head, like, it's realizing that this isn't you, but this is just that voice of fear that is in your head. And self-acceptance is recognizing that those thoughts are not the truth, and it is just the negative voice in your head that you need to overcome. And so how do we practice self-acceptance? Because I think it is it's a lot easier to be like, just accept yourself, but it's a lot harder sometimes to put those into actions. And I think those mindset shifts really help. But I also want to give you some tangible things that you can do. And the first one is just embracing imperfections and realizing again that, like, you are made exactly as you're meant to be. And maybe this is asking yourself, like, what are the parts of myself that I'm struggling to accept? And then asking yourself, how can I show them more love? And so sometimes that's literally looking in the mirror and the things that you're maybe insecure about or don't love about yourself and giving those things love. Or maybe you say something and you're like, oh, I can't believe I said that. Like, and instead of putting yourself down and being like, okay, how can I give myself love in these moments? And I know that this can be a very difficult practice, but again, realizing that those imperfections are who you are for a reason, and they are what makes, they're what sets you apart. And so you wouldn't want to be the same as everyone else. And like, we are all meant to be so unique and different. And when you just embrace that and accept that fully, again, you become magnetic. The next practice is releasing the need to earn love and realizing that, like, you don't need to become better to be worthy of love, success, or happiness. Like, you are innately worthy of all of that. That is who you are. Like, worth, inner worth is like, you are worthy. And now all you have to do is just realize that. And as I mentioned before, like, you wouldn't look at a baby and say they aren't worthy of love because of their flaws. You wouldn't even look at a baby and be like, these are your flaws, because you realize that they are perfect exactly as they are. And so are you. And realizing that, like, all of those things and all of those things that, like, go on in your head that say, I need to be perfect, or I need to do these things to be worthy, like, those are just beliefs that you took on, and they are not necessarily fact. And then the last part of this too is just self-compassion as a daily practice. And so it is so natural for those thoughts, like those really harsh thoughts, to come up for you. And when they do come up, because you're human, you ask yourself, how can I reframe it with kindness? And, like, again, speaking to yourself as you would someone you love. And I think a great episode to listen to as part of the self-love series was How to Be Less Hard on Yourself. But it is just realizing that, like, you would never talk to a friend or someone that you love the way that you talk to yourself. And so, and even if they make a mistake, or even if there's something about them that you're like, I can't believe you did that, you would never go and straight up say that in such a negative and harsh way. And so it is about finding a balance with yourself and being like, how can I be kinder to myself? How can I be more compassionate with myself? And how can I come out of a place of love and acceptance with myself? And I want to end this episode off with the affirmation of, I am exactly as I am, and my imperfections make me unique and lovable. I really hope that this episode can serve as a reminder for you that you are worthy exactly as you are. And the more that you accept yourself, the more that you are able to just bring in everything that you are wanting to bring in. Self-acceptance is truly, truly, truly the foundation of true magnetism. And when you embrace yourself fully, the world will respond to that. I am sending you so much love and light. And if you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave a 5-star review, and we will chat in the next episode.